It's time for Heatwave Sports. Sit back and relax as you take a tour around the world of sports each and every Saturday and Sunday night. And now, your hosts for Heatwave Sports, Tim Unglesby and Tom Barton.
Welcome, Las Vegas. This is Heatwave Sports. I'm Tom Barton from TomBartonSports.com, delivering the best sports talk for the next 2 hours here on this Saturday night. We have a jam-packed show for you. I want to get you guys involved. It's 876-1340. You can always hit us up on Twitter, HW Sports, or I'll answer you directly during the show, Tom Barton Sports, as much as I can. Obviously, I got a little talking. We got 2 hours. It's going to be awesome today. We are going to get down and dirty. We're talking about all the Brady stuff, okay? Lots of news coming out. Lots of speculation going down. Boston writers are freaking out. National writers and reporters are freaking out. Everybody's basically saying, you know what? This is the week, man. Brady might be a New England Patriots. We're going to talk about that. I'm going to give you my opinion. I'll give you the odds, the stats, the numbers, what you could go bet on, and why he might or might not choose the Las Vegas Raiders. And the Vegas Raiders radio report is getting boosted up. We're doing it tonight instead of tomorrow because we're going to have Mitchell Renz on with us, NFL Daily and the Raiders report host over at Chat Sports. We're going to have him on in about 15, 20 minutes to give his take why the Raiders are a good fit. We're also going to get into a little bit of Major League Baseball injuries, prop bets, on L.A. or the Yankees to win it all. An interesting prop bet is out there. And NCAA today, Gonzaga flexes their muscles. Baylor goes down. Florida State goes down. So the big boys are falling. And I'm going to tell you about another conference that we should really be paying attention to. So let's dig right into it. I'm going to start off with the odds because everything in my world is odds and numbers. A couple of weeks ago, Tom Brady to return to the Patriots, I thought it was a steal. I can admit when I'm wrong, guys. I thought it was a steal. You could get minus 230. I said, come on, he's not going anywhere. Tom Brady's not going anywhere. Minus 230, no problem. A couple of days later, it went down to 220. Earlier this week, it was 180. On Friday, it was 165. You could find a 135 out there, and I think you could probably do better than that if you really. The New England Patriots, they're falling, and it's falling and falling. Jeff Darlington, a national reporter for ESPN, he comes out and says he would be, and I mean, he's using the word shocked, stunned. He'd be, oh my God, if he comes back to the Patriots. National reporters are saying Tom Brady's all but gone, all but left the New England Patriots. The reports out of Boston. Two Boston writers both wrote, Tom Brady did not sit down and meet with the Patriots. He didn't even meet with them. They haven't extended an offer to Tom Brady yet. That's where we sit right now with Tom Brady. Tom Brady not being a Patriot seems outrageous to me. And I will fully admit, a lot of it is because I just can't get around the idea. Now, I'm into my early 40s here, guys. And I still remember players playing with one team. But that's kind of a fallacy, too. Your brain tends to remember what your brain wants to remember. I remember that Joe Montana certainly played for the Kansas City Chiefs, but I don't really remember it. He's a Niner. I remember that Jerry Rice played for the Oakland Raiders. I don't really remember that. He's a San Francisco 49er. I remember that Emmitt Smith played for the Arizona Cardinals. I can't even get the picture in my head that that actually was a reality. I can't get a picture in my head that Brett Favre played for the New York Jets. And I could go on, and people that are older than me can talk about where Namath played. You can go back. And the uniforms, They're almost ugly on the icons. But it happens. And it happens a lot in sports. It happens a lot in sports. In the NFL, guys want to hang on. They want that extra year. Here's the difference of why I could not wrap my head around the fact that Tom Brady was going to play for somebody else. I still kind of can't. Here's why. Those guys wanted to hang on and play an extra year. Yeah, Joe Montana had a nice little run in Kansas City, and Brett Favre wanted to do something with the Jets, but I don't think either one of them walked into that situation and said, I'm going out to legitimately win a Super Bowl this year. They wanted to play longer. Emmitt Smith didn't think he was leaving Dallas and going to the Arizona Cardinals and winning a Super Bowl, guys. That wasn't a reality. He thought, I could help the team, but I want to keep playing. Adrian Peterson just re-signed with the Washington Redskins. Do you think Adrian Peterson believes that the Washington Redskins are going to deliver him a championship? No, he does not. He believes, I could play for this team. I could start for this team. I can add something to this team, and I still want to play. The guys that are older in that position throughout the history of the NFL wanted to continue to play. Some of them shouldn't have been playing. Some of them were out there welcome. Some of them were pushed out. Whatever the situation, they wanted to play. Tom Brady doesn't want to play. Tom Brady wants to be at the top of the mountain. And when all is said and done and push comes to shove where Tom Brady decides to go, it's going to be a team that could push him to the top of the mountain. You know, there was some early speculation about the Miami Dolphins. The Miami Dolphins are sitting here. They're at plus 2,900, 29 to 1, if you think he's going to Miami. It's not going to happen, guys. Now, any other quarterback in the history of the NFL, Miami makes some sense. They are a team who walks in as the star. He's in a division where he gets to take on Bill Belichick head-to-head. He gets to play in nice, beautiful retirement community. Maybe he's not quite retired, but yeah, he's going to be driving a golf cart to move it to Miami, right? There's a lot of things for Miami to get a player like Brady, but not Brady. Brady's not going to Miami because Miami cannot win a championship next year. Miami can't win a championship in the next 2 years. So Brady's not going there. Older guys hanging on. Eli Manning. There's no speculation Eli would have went to Miami. Eli's a good fit for Miami. A guy that kind of wants another year. That makes sense. It's not Tom Brady. So I have a hard time wrapping my head around the idea that Tom Brady will not be a Patriot. I have a hard time in my heart. I'm not a Patriots fan, but I love what they had. I have a hard time in my heart walking away from the fact that Brady and Belichick will not be together. And then that brings us to that equation. And that equation has something to do with it. Tom Brady's not walking away because he needs more money. Tom Brady's walking away for an entirely different set of reasons. He wants to feel appreciated. Now, he's in a long marriage. There's been ups, there's been downs in that marriage. But he's still in that marriage. He doesn't feel appreciated. He feels, I keep giving and giving and giving to the team. It's time for you to give to me. And he's not getting that love back from Bill Belichick. He's not getting that love back from Robert Kraft. He's not getting that love back. The problem is this. Tom Brady walks away. There's nothing but downside for Brady. There's one. We're all Avengers fans. It seems like everybody is, right? Where Doctor Strange goes through all the numbers and he goes, there's only one scenario where you win. Well, Tom Brady, there's only one scenario where you win. And that is, you've got to win the Super Bowl. Because anything short, if he stays in New England, the question will always be, did Brady make Belichick or did Belichick make Brady? And Belichick has his detractors that say, look, he didn't win in Cleveland without Brady. Brady doesn't have that. Now, there's you always get the people, Belichick made Brady. And I'm on either side. I don't know who Walsh or Montana. I think they both need each other. But if Brady leaves, yes, in his advanced stage, but if Brady leaves and he doesn't do well, and Belichick does go on to win another Eastern Conference championship, another AFC championship, potentially another Super Bowl, everyone will go, see, Brady was nothing without Bill. That's what you're going to get. There's no upside to Brady except win the whole damn thing. And he's trying to win the whole damn thing well into his 40s. He's trying to win the whole damn thing going up against a phenom in Patrick Mahomes, the MVP in Lamar Jackson, and oh, by the way, that's just in his own conference. So I have a hard time believing that an intelligent player like Tom Brady truly believes he's going to leave New England. But the door is open, and the buzz is there. And I say it all the time on the show, when there's smoke, there's fire. And the Vegas odds are falling. The odds are falling. People are thinking he's going somewhere else. We're going to take a quick timeout. When we get back, we have Mitchell Renz on with us, and he's going to tell us about the Raiders' possibility. Do we believe that he could go to the Raiders, and do we believe that the Raiders actually really do want Tom Brady? We're going to get all of that and more. Let's take a quick timeout. On the other side of this break, we'll talk Brady and the Raiders right here on Heat Wave Sports.
Now back to Heat Wave Sports. Here's Tom Barton and Tim Unglesby.
Back here, everybody. Tom Barton from TomBartonSports.com. Tim is off tonight. It's just me running solo. And I'm talking about Tom Brady and Tom Brady potentially going to the Las Vegas Raiders. By the way, still just cool to say Las Vegas Raiders. And we've been doing the Vegas Radio Report for almost 3 years now. Before there was a Las Vegas Raiders. We were doing the Raiders Radio Report for almost 3 years now. So it's kind of cool to officially have it. I'm going to check out the team depth charts and things like that. You get to see it. See it at the top of the page, this Las Vegas Raiders. There is just that. I want to concentrate on the Raiders right now because the Raiders, looking, the Raiders are either 5-1 odds. You could get them at 7-1 odds. They are either the number 2 or number 3 team as far as the odds go. And I got my feelings on this, okay? And I have expressed my feelings about Las Vegas, but it looks like it's gaining a little momentum, so I want to get a guest on. Mitchell, at Mitchell Renz 365 over on Twitter, NFL Daily, and Raiders Report host over at Chat Sports. Mitchell, welcome to the show.
Hey, man, really appreciate it. I'm excited. I will warn everybody who's listening right now. I have had a few drinks, but hey, that's what Las Vegas is all about. I'm here to have some fun, but if you want to talk Raiders, you let me know. I run the number one Raiders show in the world right now. It's called the Las Vegas Raiders Report on YouTube. Shout out to Chat Sports. We're killing it over there. Just crossed 40,000 subscribers on YouTube, so hit me up there. Amateur Ren 365.
All right, Mitchell, let me ask you, listen, what do you think the odds are of Brady coming to the Raiders? It looks like Las Vegas believes that they're coming. It looks like Las Vegas believes that there's some momentum there. The build is there.
So,
I'm just not
I'll
in
be
that
on
camp. Where are you standing?
It cut out a little bit, but from what I heard, it was a little bit about Derek Carr. I think you were asking me about Derek. So for me, I still think that Derek Carr is our quarterback. And I think when you look at his numbers, I mean, the dude had over a 70% completion percentage. Mike Mayock said it himself. I mean, Derek's not our problem. Like, let's be real. I mean, defense is our problem. Finding a number one wide receiver, that's our problem. So if we can find a top guy to be able to add to our offense, like, that's going to add so much dimension. But I will say this about Derek. I mean, sure, you can look at the numbers that say, hey, man, he's got 55 losses throughout the first 6 years of his career. You find me how many quarterbacks have been able to win with a number 30 ranked defense in the NFL, and I'll wait because not many people have been able to do it. Derek Carr is a very good quarterback. He's a top 12 quarterback, in my opinion. But if you don't build talent around him, dude's not going to win football games. Mike Mayock, John Gruden, they know that. They're going to be able to build a a lot of offense around him.
Mitchell, is Derek Carr the stopgap, though? Is he a guy that's going to be here in 3, 4, 5 years? Or is this, hey, stopgap, wait until we get a big pick in the draft, and we're going to build on that?
To be honest, my man, that's a million-dollar question. If I could answer that, and if you could answer that, I don't know if you and I would either be on the radio right now. But I will say this. Do I think Derek Carr is our long-term answer? No. I think Derek Carr is a very good quarterback. In fact, I would say he's an average quarterback. But in today's day and age, like, we're not looking for good quarterbacks. We're looking for the top 10, top 5 upper echelon. And for me, we've already given kind of Derek a lot of talent. We've given Derek a lot of opportunities. But, no, I do not believe Derek Carr is the future of the Las Vegas Raiders. I think we give Derek right now our term this year, 2020, because you're not going to find a lot of quarterbacks in today's day and age for $21 million. It's just not going to happen. If we can give Derek this time, a lot of good quarterbacks coming out next year, Justin Fields, Trevor Lawrence, then we'll see where the time goes. But for this year, the best chance to win, Derek Carr.
You mentioned the draft. The draft is going to be in Las Vegas at the Bellagio. They're going to take a gondola across. It's going to be crazy. I'm going to be there live. So I want your Raiders' opinion. Who are they targeting? Who should they be targeting in your mind?
I think if the Raiders are targeting anybody whatsoever in the draft, I think the number one target right now for the Las Vegas Raiders in the draft is Jordan Love out of Utah State. Now, I don't think there's going to be the guy that they pick at number 12. To be honest, I don't think he's the guy that they pick at number 19. However, if I'm the Las Vegas Raiders, I drafted Judy. I drafted CeeDee Lamb. Maybe even consider drafting a Henry Ruggs because I know how much Mike Mack wants to add speed to the outside. However, if I'm at pick 19, nobody on the board that I want to draft, perhaps I draft back, go back later in the draft, maybe snag a guy like Kenneth Murray, maybe a guy like Patrick Queen, maybe a Justin Jefferson, and then also pair that up with a guy like Jordan Love out of Utah State. If there's a quarterback right now in the NFL draft that I think the Raiders are going to end up with, it's Jordan Love out of Utah State. Don't look at his 2019 tape. Don't look at it. Look at his 2018 tape. That's his upside.
Yeah, I like him. I'm hearing a lot of helium on him. He's not the win right now guy. He's the sit down for a year, but watch the excitement level on him. He can get out of the pocket quicker than anyone. I talked to 2 scouts this week. Both of them have him jumping over Justin Herbert as a long-term prospect, although they all said Herbert could start day one. Good fit for Oakland. I like that. All right, Mitchell, I'm going to let you go. Enjoy the rest of the night. It's at MitchellWin365 over on Twitter, NFL Daily, and Raiders Report host over at Chat Sports. Hopefully we'll talk again. Thanks a lot, Mitchell.
Thanks again, guys. And again, follow me on YouTube. That's where you can find the number one Raiders show in the world. It's at youtube.com/Raiders Report. If you just look up Raiders Report on YouTube, you'll find me. If you guys have any other questions, just hit me up on Instagram at MitchellRan365. Again, guys, thank you so much. And if anybody, and I mean this, anybody that bleeds silver and black, you hit me up on Instagram. We're going to have an Instagram party, YouTube party, man. Like anything, it's going to be going down to all Raiders at the NFL draft. It's going to be crazy. Man, appreciate you. Have a good night.
Have a good one. All right, guys, listen, a lot of things that Mitchell hit on, I agree with, and this was going to get into my Brady talk. Look, the reason why I don't love Tom Brady going to the Raiders is because of the problems that were just announced by Mitchell. He's dead on right. Look, you have to weigh every team with attractive level and non-attractive level. And everybody is going to go out there and they're going to talk about TB12 and moving to L.A. or TB12 moving to Vegas and where would it be in Nashville. They're talking about the brand. They're talking about Giselle. They're talking about the opportunities off the field. Let's talk about reality on the field. And Raiders fans, this is where you're going to start to hate me. But it's not a hate thing. I make a lot of enemies in Las Vegas by telling the truth. And I break out my crystal ball, as Paul Heyman would say, right? Look, this is not a This is not, I'm shocked. This is a spoiler, right? This is not a prediction. It's a spoiler. I say it about UNLV football. I say it about UNLV basketball. And I'm saying it now about the Las Vegas Raiders. The roster is not attractive enough for Tom Brady. That is not a negative in the world of the Raiders. Don't take that as a personal knock. Their defense is bad. Their offensive line is average at best. Yeah, they got Josh Jacobs, a very good running back. They have new wide receivers behind them. Now, you can go tell me, yeah, maybe they're going to go get a Lamb or a Judy in the draft or somebody of that nature, although I don't know if they're going to last around. Right now, their depth chart is Zay Jones, Tyrell Williams, and Hunter Renfro. Although I do believe Hunter Renfro can absolutely become tremendous. Now, I look at what we have for the Raiders here and what we have as a reality for Tom Brady and what we have as a reality for everything that goes on. And you have to look at this in a reality basis. The Las Vegas Raiders have Vegas. They have the lights, the neon, the grid. You have that, sure. But does Tom Brady at this age want to go up against John Gruden and what he does? And I say go up against because that's what it is. Gruden's tough on quarterback. Does he want to go deal with that? Does he want to go into a situation where he's got no wide receivers again? Where he's got a bad defense again? And, oh, by the way, don't think that Patrick Mahomes looking from high, the Super Bowl champs in his own division, is not taking a toll. And I know we got to call it, but let me give you these numbers as well. And this is to point out my point of Tom Brady not leaving the Patriots. Tom Brady is 121-21 at home, 98-45 away. How much of that has to do with home field advantage? How much does that have to do with Foxborough? Now he's going to go into a different environment, an environment where he doesn't win the division, where he's going to be up against it. I would put the odds on the Vegas Raiders much lower than everybody else has. We're going to go to the phones. Jose V is on the phone. I want to talk to him about, I'm sure, a lot of things. Tom Brady, how you doing tonight?
What's going on, Tommy? I was listening in, man, and I just had to give you a call and talk about this, man. It's a hot topic out here in Vegas. It's just a hot topic in the NFL in general. And I just, man, I have to chime in. I wouldn't be surprised if Tom Brady ends up in Las Vegas just because of the whole new stadium, the facility, just the whole persona and everything that's going on around the situation in general. You're at the end of your career. You have the shiny new toy.
Drag away a 40-plus-year-old man. Because it's a new stadium and it's exciting. That's good for somebody in their 30s, in their young 20s. He wants to win a championship. He's not winning a championship with the Raiders.
Oh, no. And here's the thing, Tommy. I'm not saying that it's a good move for him to go to Vegas. I don't believe it's going to end up happening. I wouldn't be surprised if it happened. But when you have guys like Tyrell Williams, Zay Jones, and those are your wide receivers, I'm sorry. I know you're Tom Brady and you've made your career by not really having the big, big name guys, and you've had that offense overall, but you're not going to come to Vegas at the age that you're at and think you're just going to come in here and do what you did in New England. Different coaching style, different regimen, just different everything. And I don't see it happening. Now, if he comes here, are they going to sell seats? Are ratings going to go up? Of course, definitely. It's Las Vegas and you have Tom Brady, but I just don't see it. I don't see the fit. I think you need to stick with Derek Carr. Derek Carr has not had much around him. I'm not making excuses for him. I'm not saying he's the future. I'm not even saying he's the now. But that's who you have behind center. That's the guy you're bringing to Las Vegas under contract at this current time. You need to put more around him. If Mike Mayock is going to prove that he is a general manager in this league, which to me he still has not proven that, he should be back at NFL Network, then that's when we're going to find out what you're really about as a general manager. Put some talent around this guy. Put some name players that can ball and that can score. Not only that, solidify your defense before you worry about Tom Brady and everybody else. That's just my opinion, Tommy. Now, is it going to bring the glitz, the glamour? Is his wife probably going to want to be here because it's Vegas? Of course. But at the end of the day, if you are the Las Vegas Raiders and you're trying to build something and you're starting here, is Tom Brady really the starting block that you want to start with? My answer, my opinion, no. I think Tom Brady should go elsewhere. I don't think he should stay in New England no more. Take a chance. Do what Joe Montana couldn't do when he left the Niners. Do what Willie Joe Namath couldn't do when he left the Jets. So on and so forth. But go somewhere where the team is ready. Do what Peyton Manning did. Go to somewhere like Denver. I'm not saying go to Denver, but go to a situation like Denver, which all they needed was a quarterback. What team is out there that needs that? I'm not too sure, and I can't give you that answer. But I can tell you this. Tom Brady to the Raiders is not a good decision.
I agree with you about Tom Brady and the Raiders is a bad decision. I do. I agree with you there. I do not agree that Mike Mayock should be back on TV. I think he's done a great job. I think he's done a great job. I really do. I think we have a lot to learn. And this year with two first-round picks is going to be something big. Jose, I'm going to throw a hypothetical at it. Okay? And I hate next person, and when you have a 32nd ranked defensive among efficiency, you shouldn't be talking like this. But I'm going to throw a hypothetical out at you. The Raiders go out there with their first two picks. They get a good defensive player. They go get a wide receiver. We'll say they get Lamb. They also pick up A.J. Green. So you got Green, you got Lamb, you got Renfro, and you go get Tom Brady because they're $55 million in the salary cap, or 50 and change. They can afford both. You got Brady, you got Green, you draft a number one wide receiver, you get a defensive player. Does that change your opinion of what they should do? Or are you still, I don't care, I don't want the old guys, let's build this the right way?
No, I didn't look at that. I didn't think about A.J. Green and the fact that he can leave Cincinnati. I didn't look at all those other situations. Now, you bring in those type of players and you're showing Tom Brady what you're going to do, I agree. It changes the whole scenario there because you're actually going to give him some type of weapons or show him that you're going to give him some type of help. Tyrell Williams and Zay Jones are not the guys that Tom Brady is going to want to go into Las Vegas with. Agree or disagree?
Oh, that was my whole point of why he's not going. I am adamant that he's not going to Las Vegas. I'm adamant that it's down to two teams. I haven't announced my next team, but I am adamant that he is down to two teams and the Raiders are not it. There is no more for Tom Brady to go to Las Vegas. Las Vegas, it has nothing to do with your city. It has to do with the mindset of a 43-year-old man that does not want to go to the glitz and glamour of Las Vegas because it's glitz and glamour. He doesn't care about that. He cares about winning. And he understands. He's not a guy that didn't get enough attention in his career that wants the attention of Vegas. He's not a guy that wants to go take over a fan base so they can put a monument up of him in Las Vegas. He's not that. He wants to do nothing more than to win if he leaves. And my contention here, Jose, is he's not going anywhere.
I can see that. I mean, if he stays with New England, New England's going to give him some type of money. They're going to try to give him some type of incentive to stay there. He's been there his whole career. I mean, Robert Kraft loves the guy like his own son. We all know that. Now, I'm going to throw a scenario out there for you. I've said it since right before the season ended, and I'm going to continue to stick to it. If he goes anywhere, call me crazy, it's one of two places. I think he goes to L.A. with the Chargers, or he goes to Tennessee. Those are the only two realistic scenarios that I can see him jumping into if it's not the New England Patriots. What are your thoughts on those two teams? Can you see any of those two teams having the opportunity, or maybe even Tom Brady thinking of possibly going there?
Yeah, you know, Jose, thank you for the call, by the way. It's a trivia. Sports, and I always love to talk to him. I've been holding it out. I've been holding out. What team is the team? You know, I know a lot of guys are on the Chargers, and you can turn on your television set and watch Fox Sports on television, and you hear Chargers, Chargers, Chargers conversation. I think a lot of that is because the Fox Sports FS1 studios are in L.A., and they kind of hope that. Tom Brady's not going to the Chargers for a lot of the reasons that he's not going to the Raiders. That's because Patrick Mahomes is in his conference, is in his division then, and he knows that's an uphill climb. He also doesn't want to play for a fan base that just isn't there. Okay, he's used to playing in the New England fan base. The L.A. fans are not good fans. Let's just be flat out honest. You want me to make more enemies here? They're just not good fans. Los Angeles
no, I agree.
Fans
I agree.
Like Florida fans. You guys got other things to do. And the fear of Las Vegas, which I don't believe that we'll really know for 10 more years. And I know Tim took a lot of flack for saying, you know, that pro hockey might not work. in 10 years in Vegas and whatnot. My fear is that there's too much to do in certain cities. And in Los Angeles, not playing in front of an enthusiastic crowd, going up against Patrick Mahomes in his division is just a daunting task for a 43-year-old. You mentioned the team, though, that I think he's going to go to. And that is the Tennessee Titans. Now, there are some negatives to that. I understand it. But they've gained some momentum. They were 7-1 odds. It's gone to 5-1 odds. You could get them at under 3-1 odds. Okay? Tennessee's gaining a lot of momentum. And here's what you have when you walk into Tennessee. Remember, not your mindset. Put your mindset of an accomplished 43-year-old man that is looking to win. You walk in with one of the top five best offensive lines in the game, hands down. You walk in with a dynamic running back in Derrick Henry. You do walk into some light receivers, but emerging young receivers and big-bodied guys. Tom Brady missed Gronk this year. Big-body receivers. That's what Tennessee has. The defense is solid. It's solid. When you look at Tennessee and you go, who's the head coach? Oh, that's right. Brady played with him. Who's on the coaching staff? That's right. They coach Brady. What about the division? The division can absolutely be won and be won very easily. So Tom Brady has to look at this from a football standpoint and no knock to Ryan Tannehill and say, if Ryan Tannehill could take them and win playoff games with them, I can win a Super Bowl with this team. That's what he's doing. He's looking at Tennessee and he's saying, I can win a Super Bowl with this team. If there is a team out there, Tennessee would be on my list. The Chargers at 6-1, no, I'm not doing that. Somehow or another, the Giants are here at 10-1. What the hell are people thinking? First of all, there is a zero. Can we go into the negatives here? For you science and math guys out there, right? Aren't there like negative zero? Is there a negative number? Because that's how little of a prayer that this has. There's no way Tom Brady is walking into New York where Eli Manning beat him twice, replacing Eli, going to New York where they have Daniel Jones. It's a 0% shot, except they're the fourth best favorite at 10-1. I don't see him going to Tampa Bay or Miami because he can't win. The Dallas rumors are amped up and everybody wants to talk about Dallas. Guys, I just don't see that happening. You know, look, if Dak Prescott does fall by the wayside, if that happens, Dallas falls by the wayside, Dak says no, that goes, maybe they'll get involved, but I hear all the Dallas chatter, and I just don't buy it. I don't buy Dallas. San Francisco, no, that's not happening. Look, Jimmy Garoppolo's the guy. Shanahan's going, look, I got your Super Bowl without you, Brady. I don't need you. I would love the Bears. I would absolutely love the Chicago Bears. And look, I do a show in Chicago where on my national show. Everyone talks about, oh, what about the Bears? The Bears have $16,600 in cap room. The Bears are one of the cheapest teams historically. They don't have the cap room for him. The Panthers are better off wrapping Christian McCaffrey in duct tape or in bubble wrap, duct taping his mouth shut, shoving him in a locker for the year, tanking the entire season, getting Trevor Lawrence, and then all of a sudden the Carolina Panthers, Drew Brees retires. Matt Ryan gets a little older. Carolina Panthers in that division. Oh, we have Trevor Lawrence, the best prospect that I've seen since Andrew Luck and Christian McCaffrey. So I don't think Carolina wants to win. That leaves one team, and that's the Indianapolis Colts. The Indianapolis Colts are the most perfect fit that is out there. The Indianapolis Colts have the best offensive line. And a guy that I told you on these airwaves, and I got ripped apart for it, that Quentin Nelson should be the number one overall pick over Baker Mayfield, over Saquon Barkley. And people lost their mind. Quentin Nelson's the best player out of that draft. They have the best offensive line. They have skilled position wide receivers. He absolutely respects the quarterback's coach, the coach that was a quarterback, an accomplished player in the league. Absolute respect. They have a good defense. They have a winnable division. Here's why the Colts will not be the team. Why is Tom Brady potentially walking away from New England? Because he wants to gain his own respect. You are not going to walk into New England and into Peyton Manning's house, the house that Peyton Manning built, the iconic Peyton Manning stadium with the iconic Peyton Manning statue out front, and be Tom Brady. It's just not going to happen. So for me, this is Tennessee or New England. Damon, do me a favor, play that clip.
You got it.
Yes, I mean, it's we'll never see this run again, Jim. Brady's pass is intercepted and returned for a touchdown by Logan Ryan, the former Patriots.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is not going to be Tom Brady's last pass as a New England Patriots. It just can't be. The universe will not allow that to be. Tom Brady won't allow it to be into a Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft. Now, I will say this. I've spoken to people in Boston, the writers in Boston. They said that the last contract that Robert Kraft gave to Tom Brady was his, we'll say, retirement contract. It was this contract of, we don't know how you're going to perform, but we're giving the past. Well, that has been far expired. But Brady performed during that contract. So now it's a new light. Robert Kraft never thought he'd be having this conversation. Tom Brady always believed he would. Bill Belichick can't believe he's having this conversation. His boy Jimmy Garoppolo is tearing it up and going to the Super Bowl. So here's what I think. And here's the final word that I will bring this down to. I think Tom Brady is a married man, figuratively here. Tom Brady is a married man that doesn't feel appreciated in his wife. He's worked 40 hours a week, maybe 60 hours a week. Comes home to cold dinners, doesn't feel appreciated. Wants to go out on the open market. Wants to go dating. Wants to go hang out. Wants to get wooed. Wants to get told he looks good. Looks good for your age. Yeah. You look good. Wants to get told by young, hot girls. He wants to get told that he looks good. He wants the appreciation. But at the end of the day, he's going to go home to his wife because he loves his wife. He's going to go home to his wife because while he gets wooed, he knows she's best for him. Of all the situations I chose out there, we talked about the Raiders, talked about Tennessee, talked about Indianapolis. There's one team that gives him the best chance to win. It's the New England Patriots. There's one fan base that will treat him better than any fan base, the New England Patriots. There's one coach that, yeah, while there are problems, they know each other well. That's the New England Patriots. And not only do I believe that the New England Patriots are the best fit for Tom Brady, I think that Bill Belichick knows that Tom Brady's the best fit for them. Chris Wynn just wrote in and said, watch them go get Matt Stafford. The conversation is going to get Andy Dalton. Bill Belichick wants to have bravado and say, I can win with one of these guys, right? And you can take regular season stats and throw them all over the place. Stafford, 5,000 yards a couple years ago. Andy Dalton could win with this. Oh, we could use it. You could. But you know you can with Tom Brady. So Tom Brady's not going anywhere. Damon, you know, I know you're liking my analogies there, but it makes a lot of sense, right? Well, what's your thoughts here? I can't imagine Tom Brady going somewhere.
I agree with you just about 100%. Where the analogy was spot on with just he wants to feel wanted. It's just I've been here for so long. I've taken the pay cuts, and I just don't feel as appreciated as I should. And I do think that he wants that attention, and it's just so hard to see him leaving at the end of the day, you're right. In the AFC West, it's so stacked. The AFC South, it's just, well, what weapons would you have against the way that Titans offense played? They can't play that same way around Brady. The transition from Mariota to Tannehill, that was kind of easier. You got two mobile quarterbacks with Derrick Henry, but that's still just – it just doesn't seem as good as a fit with a 43-year-old quarterback by the time the season starts around. So I think this is just it's media. In the wrestling business, it's called it's a work. It's a work. They're working us.
Yes.
I think that they're working us. He was out with him and Edelman were out at a game today, you know, together. It's just, yeah, him and Edelman were out, and Edelman's like mouthing to the camera, you know, oh, he'll be back, you know. And I think that he's going to be back. I think he knows, I think most of his teammates know, the people in his inner circle, They know that he'll be back, and it's just they're working us.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. And it's a great point. I brought this up on the Sports Card Network during my weekend show, my weekday show. I said this. Think about this. When you go to work, and you take off of work, right? And we've all done it. We've all played hooky at work. And you take off and you go, I'm going to the beach, man. I'm just going to the beach today. I'm going out with my friends today. I'm going out day drinking, whatever it might be. What do? You go, yo, don't tag me on anything on Facebook, man. Don't put me on Instagram. Somebody might see it at my work. That's how hard it is to keep a secret between what we do. You think that Tom Brady could keep a secret away from the New England Patriots? All his friends are Patriots. All his friends are Patriots. Everybody knows the Patriots. Everyone, Giselle knows the Patriots. I mean, everybody knows everybody. It's very difficult to keep a secret in that kind of situation, that kind of community. And I don't think that this is a spot where it's just going to show up all of a sudden. I don't think we're going to wake up and all of a sudden Tennessee's going to have signed Brady. We're going to need a lot more momentum. I don't feel as confident any longer. I feel like the possibility and the door is certainly open for him to go somewhere. There are teams that fit criteria better. But I also believe at the end of the day, everyone's going to come to their senses. Tom is going to want to be wooed the way that Tom is wooed. Tom is going to want to be told how appreciated he is. And I think he takes a little bit less because you're going to go see New England go get a guy like A.J. Green. You're going to see something like that. And then we get into the draft, oh, by the way, and Mitchell named a guy that I was going to talk about, and that's Jordan Love, who's getting some helium. Jordan Love is a perfect fit for New England. A guy that you could sit for a year or two, and don't say you can't sit in this league. Patrick Mahomes sat for a full year. Aaron Rodgers sat for two. A guy you could sit for a year or two behind Tom Brady and develop. Another guy would be Jacob Eason. Jacob Eason is kind of falling right now. Jacob Eason has huge arm. He's a big prospect. But you know what? He needs refining. What better way to refine than in New England? There are alternatives for both teams. I just can't see this being a possibility. While the number keeps going down, the odds continue to go. The NFL loves this, by the way. New England loves this. Tom Brady loves this. Tom Brady has been a villain most of his career. And suddenly, because he's being shot by many other teams, all of a sudden those fan bases are going, oh yeah, we love Brady, right? He's finally not a villain. He's finally the guy that you're kind of like, wait a minute, yeah, we'd love him. We'll take him. And you got about 10 fan bases out there that actually believe they have a prayer. People in Chicago are calling me up and going, well, yeah, we got a shot. No, you don't. No, you don't. That's ridiculous. You don't actually have a shot. But it's good for the sport. It's good for the offseason. It's good conversation. I just think we're all going to be sitting here and going back to New England. Belichick's going to get him weapons. And we're going to be sitting here next year in late December and going, uh-oh, New England might have another run of them. All of this conversation will be for naught. But the door is open, Damon. You know it, and I know it. Yeah. If I was 99% 3 weeks ago, I'm into the 70s here. There is a lot of speculation. There's a lot of disgruntled. I talked to Ian O'Connor a couple of months ago. He wrote the book on Belichick, and he didn't say it in so many words, but you could hear by just the conversation and the interview that I got with him that Brady and Belichick want to prove things on their own way. They definitely want to prove a point that I can win without the other. Now, Belichick will get that opportunity because he could coach for as long as he wants to. They'll never kick him out. Brady only has a small window. But if he hasn't left yet, I just don't think he does. And New England is in a spot where right now the best chance for them to win is Tom Brady. The best chance for Brady to win is the New England Patriots. And cooler heads will prevail. Ego, pride, all of it will go by the wayside when pure facts come into equation. And I think Belichick, Robert Kraft, and Tom Brady are fact-driven men. Their emotions are great. They can keep them in check.
and they're going to have to here. They're going to have to sit down and say, what is best for the New England Patriots? Tom Brady is best for the New England Patriots. And what is best for Tom Brady? The New England Patriots are best for Tom Brady. They're all going to come to that decision. So if you can get the New England Patriots right now to re-sign Tom Brady at minus 125, minus 130, jump all over that. And I know I told you to grab it at 220. I'm rebuying again. It's like the stock market right now. Stock market's down. I'm rebuying. I'm not worried about the stock. I'm rebuying stocks. And I'm rebuying back into this. All right, guys. Let's take our time out. We'll come on back. We're going to reset. Got a little baseball on the other side. I have a good prop play that I want to talk to you guys about. Also, NCAA today. Florida State goes down. Duke goes down. Baylor goes down. Four teams that were hoping to be a number one overall seed all go down. Do their chances go away? Plus, a conference I think everyone needs to start paying attention to. I just don't see anyone paying attention to it as much as they should. All that and more right after the break here on Heatwave Sports. Back right after.